I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. School shootings should never be part of childhood. The latest tragedy brings hard questions, but also an antidote to fear. Then, depression, anger, and anxiety trap people in misery. One ministry offers the keys to spiritual freedom. More on that in just a few moments. But first, the 14-year-old suspect in the September 4 Georgia High School mass shooting is being held in custody until his next court hearing in December. The attack left 4 people dead and 9 wounded. It's at least the 45th school shooting this year, according to a CNN analysis. These are sobering realities facing families in the back-to-school season. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries says,
"You can't say, okay, I won't be afraid anymore for my kids. That's not real. But we can deny it the driver's seat. It doesn't have to be the source of our decisions that we make with our children, of our attitude, of our conversations."
Instead, parents can help their kids look to Jesus as they face challenges at school. It can start with remembering 2 Timothy 1:7.
It says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. I think that's the ability to think straight.
Learn more ways to help arm your family with God's hope in the full story at missionnews.org.
If we can establish in our home a sense of the realness, the closeness of Jesus that they can take with them when they walk out that door, it makes them make different choices. It's a tremendous antidote to fear.
Next, God has commissioned his people to be on mission whenever and wherever they live. He calls some to go where it's hardest to follow Christ. Patrick Anthony with FMI says that broadly,
our mission is to work in places that it's difficult for the church to grow and expand because of persecution and or poverty. A lot of times that is in a Muslim context, but not always.
That's why it's an exciting season at FMI. They're building partnerships with church planters in 3 new countries, Malawi, Saudi Arabia, and Morocco. The initial networking process is slow, but very necessary.
In a ministry like FMI, trust between leaders is essential because you're dealing with people in very hard situations. A lot of them are dealing with some level of persecution. They need to trust you and vice versa.
Once that trust is established, though, the pace will abruptly switch to action.
They have such a heart for their country. I mean, church planters want the necessary support, whether it's training or whatever it might be. They want ministry to happen. So once they trust you, they want to be off and running.
Pray wisdom for FMI as they identify and connect with leaders in these new countries. Pray also that young Christians will stay in these nations, even though it's hard. More details about how you can be part of this exciting season in the full story at our website. And more people are seeking spiritual freedom and healing than ever in the history of Set Free Ministries. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says Set Free recently led people in the USA, the UK, India, and Australia through Freedom Appointments.
Freedom Appointment is a one-day spiritual house cleaning and dealing with all the things that affect our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
The 7-step process addresses the most common areas of life where Christians experience spiritual attacks and temptations.
We go to the doctor once a year to see how our bodies are doing. Why don't we do that with our spiritual health?
In recent years, Set Free has seen an increasing number of requests for freedom appointments. Vandermeer says Set Free volunteers have already surpassed the total appointments that were completed last year.
There's a lot of hurting people right now all over the world. The depression, anger, anxiety, it's all ramped up. So probably since 2020, it's hit all-time highs.
Find out how to request your own freedom appointment or help others to be set free in the full story at our website.
And we have to go back to the original mission of Jesus and the heart of God in searching for the lost and bringing back strays. I think that's the heart of the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.